Okay, so I invite all of you to find a comfortable sitting position. And one of the key words is comfortable. Because when your body can relax, it starts to let go. And there's a calming and a centering happening right away. And for a moment, especially in the times when you don't hear my voice, be present to yourself, to your breath, to the stillness. So I'm inviting you to gently breathe in and out. Gently breathing in and out. Gently breathing in, allowing that gentleness to soften you inside and outside. And then let's bring our awareness to the beautiful body temple of yours and just notice. How do you feel? Can you discover any area where you're tense? And then gently just breathe towards that area. So you continue to unwind, to relax, to calm your nervous system. And enjoy these moments of beingness. Yes, you're listening to my voice, and at the same time, you allowing yourself to be, not do. Be present. Be connected with your breath. Be aware what's going on in your body. Oh, your body will love you so much. And as you continue to gently breathe in, soften even more. And now, as we continue with this beautiful, gentle, softening, I guess you could call it like a self-love massage, an inner massage. I'd like you to bring your awareness. And you can't make a wrong choice because you can repeat that exercise over and over and over. So I'd like you to choose that one area, thought, feeling, belief, where you're like so super hard on yourself. And once you've chosen it, I'd like you to bring one of your two hands to the body area, because most of the time the stuff actually does show up somewhere in our body. For some people, it's the heart, the lung, solar plexus, stomach, belly. So bring your hands to that area. Back is a big one. And for a moment, let's intensify this experience. So it feels like as hard as possible. And no, I will take you through a process where we will land somewhere else. But right now, I'm inviting you to intensify this area of hardness even more. Because I want you to feel it like as deeply and as intensely as possible. And as you do that, feeling it so strongly and deeply and intensely, just watch, be a witness what happens in or with the body. Do you feel like opening up or are you shutting down? Feel like getting taller or shriveling? And as we use the magic of the imagination, now I'm going to invite you to imagine that you've been holding on to that piece, not only for a year, no, for the next 5 years. There it is. It's still there. It's still with you. And how does that feel? And feel it as fully as you can. Don't forget to breathe, and especially breathing out. And I'd like you to imagine that there's a mirror in front of you. So you're now 5 years into the future. And you look yourself, you see yourself in the mirror. And what do you see? You're still holding on to this piece of hardness. What do you look like? Do you like what you see? And then I'm going to ask you to time travel with me again. And this time, from the 5 years in the future, we are actually traveling 10 years into the future. And there it is, this little monster, this gremlin, this area of hardness that you're still holding on to, not letting go, you're holding on to. So I'd like you to imagine you're now 10 years from that. And how do you feel? And what does that do to and with your body? You might even, if your body wants to do a certain posture or a movement, follow it. And continue feeling deeply that area of hardness. And there's this mirror again. You get to look yourself in the eyes. You're 10 years from now, holding on to this area of hardness. What do you see? Do you look happy? What does your face look like? What are your eyes expressing? Okay, so with one deep and long breath in and out, let's feel that area one more time as intensely, totally unify with it. And then know, by the magic and the power of our imagination, we're coming back to the now. And you have this golden opportunity to feel this area of hardness now a little different. I'd like you to imagine that it is like a little child. Maybe it's an aspect of you during your childhood. And I'd like you to see what it needs. A lot of times, most of the time, when you take it into your arms and you hold it and you see it and you feel it, something shifts. And I'd like you to imagine that you get to bring, with a complete open heart, you get to pour out all of this love towards that, I call it sometimes gremlin, this area of hardness, which is now, you know, like your little baby or your magical innocent child, and you're holding her. Loving her. Recognizing and by being in that state, you actually allow it to transform. And you might want to ask, maybe it has a message, or she has a message for you. Anything you need to hear, right now. Could be a word, could be a sentence, could be a symbol. Anything that she wants to share. And if nothing shows up, no worries. Just continue holding it. Holding her. And if you do receive a word, a sentence, a symbol, put it in your heart. As you do so, know that this simple feeling journey is such an empowering journey. Know that everything that shows up within us and outside of us wants to be seen, heard, recognized, acknowledged. So simple. And yet, we forget, or it feels it's difficult. So for the next two deep breaths in and out, love this area of hardness. Love it and notice, maybe it has already transformed. Sometimes it melts, sometimes it dissolves. And if it doesn't, just simply know you're in charge, you're the powerful one. Let it go right now. Send it with all the love that you offer. Send it on her way. Beautiful. And then let's take one more deep breath in and out. Bring your awareness to the feet, the soles of the feet touching the earth, the ground. Notice the sounds around you. And then slowly, when you feel this journey is complete, slowly and gently open your eyes.